Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Welcome to the Celestial Show. I am your guide tonight, Celeste Morgan, and we are planning for a tower trip in a seven chariot year, or what I'd like to call When Lightning Strikes Part 2. How are you guys doing tonight? There's a lot moving energetically. Some things you may be conscious of, other things you're not conscious of. Doesn't mean it's not happening. And I like to sum that up into the beautiful Julie Dexter song that we started out with, Transitions, because everybody goes through changes. And the superstar card of the night, the card that is inviting us to be superheroes and superheroes, I like to say, it's the Tower card. So yeah, everybody goes through changes. And guess what? Everyone will experience the Tower several times in a lifetime. Some of us think it's just going to be once. And for others of us, it feels like a perpetual tower time. Is there a way to plan for these moments? What are the lessons of the lightning strikes, falling, and crumbling walls? That's what Julie Dexter was reminding us of tonight. And I thought it's a perfect song to start the night out with. You can find more of her amazing music at juliedexter.com. And my cat Cleo's bid you all a very happy merry meet. Hello, Cleo. Yeah, here we go. So you are welcome to call in. I see people already lined up to do tarot readings. Yes, I'm looking forward to pulling your cards for you. If you want to participate, or if you just want to share a testimony about something that's moving in your life and how you're expressing yourself, you can call in, you can share that too. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and don't forget to press 1 on your keypad. The number 7 is the energy of the day, and I'm so happy that all of you are here to celebrate it, because not only is it the energy of the day, it's also the energy for the whole year. And the number 7 is ruled by Neptune, which decided to go direct. Which means this is an excellent time to learn how to plan for a tower trip. You are always covered. You'll either land on your feet or learn to fly. And I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to all our shows on Life Conversations Radio Network. It's a beautiful place to be. The call-in number again is 347-426-3346. Don't forget to press 1 on your keypad. I want to thank all of you in the chat room. I'm multitasking. You can probably sense it. Yeah. Oh, guests in the chat room, if you want to register and join this conversation, you are welcome to by signing up with Blog Talk Radio, where we partner with them over here at Life Conversations Radio Network. I see the lines are jumping for people who are interested in getting their cards read tonight. We're going to get to you, but we're also going to feed you some soul food. I stole that. That's from Life Coach Today. He's the head of our network at Life Conversations Radio Network. He has a program over on 12radio.com called Soul Food for Your Consciousness. He is the wonderful person screening the calls tonight, so make sure you say hey. And you can also join him on his show on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show, which airs on Monday on this network at 12 p.m. Eastern. I hang out there, and I do the weather report of the day. I'm going on full cylinders. Can you feel it? It's, you know, when people told me that Neptune was retrograding, I'm like, are you kidding me? It hasn't stopped my dreams. But now that I'm really aware of it going direct, I noticed that my dreams are far more colorful these days, and I feel a little bit more sensitive than I used to. So, you know, I don't know if it's a spidey bite from, you know, Spider-Man, or if I'm getting extra powers, but I think Neptune going direct has a lot to do with it, and I know I'm not the only one feeling this. You know, are your spidey senses tingling more than usual? Have you moved through something physically within your body to get to healing and wellness and the challenges that are showing up? Are you sleeping like a baby, or can you not sleep at all? These are all tied to water, energy, deep emotions, things being flushed and working through you, which is why I wanted to play with 16, the Tower. Yeah, we've had a 16 Tower show before, but this one, I wanted to provide you some tools on the trip. Yeah, you're listening to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Raring to go. Cleo the cat is handy. Life coach Day is out there and helping me with the technical parts of the show. I'm going to give you quick housekeeping about some other shows on the network, and then we're going to get into this tower conversation. And not only that, a big old spiritual weather report, because what's the point of being on top of the tower if you got a great view, but you don't know what the temperature is? So we're going to get through all of that on the other side. I don't know. I just let it happen. I feel like I just answered a question in my head, like, really? I'm like, yes. And to you beautiful people on the phone lines, there are numbers I don't recognize. I think I see my baby sister over there. Whoop, whoop, hey, sis. You Piscean sister of mine who's ruled by Neptune. You're full of fire these days. I had the pleasure of talking to her earlier tonight, and we talked about covering. But that's a whole other conversation. But yes, pay attention to your Pisces brothers and sisters. They have deep messages from Neptune to share with you. I said it, and I stand on that. All right, let me tell you about these other shows, because they are phenomenal. I want to invite you to tune in. I already told you about the Ask Life Coach Today radio show that comes on Mondays at 12 p.m. Eastern. But we also have the Living in the Yes with Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson, Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson, and Life Coach Today will be airing this week instead of the last week of the month. We've got the Play Experience with Ambassa Safara, and you got me, the Celestial Show. All these shows are on Life Conversations Radio. Now, Aday has another home over at 12radio.com, where he has soul food for your consciousness. And we do have you covered for spiritual nourishment. To find out more, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com and keep a lookout for the postings of all these shows. We definitely keep you informed. Just checking in with Hot Quarters, making sure we're flying okay over here. I always joke and call Life Coach Today my co-pilot. He makes sure that my time is good, that he can hear me, that I'm handling all my business. Everything is going great. All right, so I'm trusting that all is well. Yeah, you like, yes. I did want you to come in. Did you feel it? Come in, come in.
Yeah, I saw that little carrot, spiritual carrot.
How are you doing?
I am good. I am good. You didn't tell our listeners that we're trying out new sound. Our partners are making us better.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you just did, because it's on my end. Okay, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, you know, change. Everybody goes through changes. So you went through changes just before the show. You know, it's good. The choice you're going to make.
Really? Could you tell?
Yeah, of course. Come on now. I know you. But anyway.
Whatever, dude. Anyway. Yeah. Yeah, I'm about to take them up to the tower. What I haven't told them yet is there's no way down. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to getting what you're going to download tomorrow on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it too. Where's in the street? Is this going to be off the chain? I can't wait to hear it.
Well, great. And is my sound okay? Do I sound like I'm right there with you? Because I want them to feel me, these beautiful people. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to continue on with my tower journey then.
Okay.
Feel free to jump in. Oh, believe that. Feel free to jump in, Life Coach Today, at any point if you feel so inspired.
Okay.
Yeah, you know this campfire is for you too, okay?
Okay, we'll see what happens. All right.
All right. Fine. Hello, family. Welcome back. Thank you for being with me. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. The call-in number is 347-426-3346. And don't forget to press 1 on your keypad. Now, I'm a tarot reader, and I've been reading tarot cards since 1991. There's some things that I've realized about tarot cards on my journey, which is why I'm so happy to be presenting this show for you tonight. Tarot cards are used as a form of divination, but they can also be used as a meditative, introspective tool for self-exploration. So the major arcana cards start at zero, the Fool, which is consciousness descending, and ends at 21, the World. And that's the Fool all grown up. The Fool that moved through all of the stages of development from zero to 21, and we, yay, get to start it all over again. So tonight, we're going to focus on the 16 Tower card. The Tower has the birth card partner of the Chariot. The Chariot is the card of the year. 2014 equals seven, and that's how I came up with that. So the Tower, which has all these people with crumbling walls and falling, and all of this good stuff, is connected to the victory of the Chariot. And it never made sense to me either until I realized that I needed to accept everything as it was showing up in my life. The Tower is only scary if you're afraid to climb up it. And of course, if you're afraid of heights, well, that's not fun either. But this is a metaphysical journey. Let me just say that off the break. Right now, I'm talking metaphysically. I, Celeste Shante Morgan, am not telling anybody to climb up on a tower and see if they can fly. Physically. I want you to climb up the tower of your mind, because that's what the tower really represents. It's your mind and belief systems that are crumbling away. Sometimes this can be easy, or some of us like to take the hard path. Either way, all of us are going to go through some shock, some information, this blast of clarity that we weren't expecting. And the ultimate question, regardless of, you know, you can ask yourself, well, how did I get up on this tower anyway? I didn't want to get up here. I don't care about the view. Or why am I being struck by lightning? I'm in this tower experience. Well, if you think about what comes before the tower, maybe you'll understand that the tower is really connected to strengthening your spiritual muscles. And the things that show up in our life, like transitions, you know, some of us may go into work on Monday and realize that that's our last day at work and we didn't know it. Some of us may be going through shifts of, I thought I had a home and I don't know where I'm going now. Some of us could be in the midst of grief. That's some ways that shock can come. You know, you can be shocked over the good stuff too, though. I mean, what if the love of your life bent on their knee right now and proposed to you? Would you really do the Hallmark moment of, oh my gosh, I'm so happy, it is a 53? Or would you be thinking, oh, shift? The good stuff. Some people get overwhelmed by the shock of getting a promotion or finding out that they have a special gift, or getting everything they ever wanted in their life and then turn around and go, there's not more. I mean, the tower comes to shake us up. And whether it comes with the shock of grief, or whether it comes to the shock of, you want me to be with you for the rest of your life, you're serious about this? I'm freaking. I know I'm supposed to be happy. Whichever way you fall on the tower spectrum, we're all going to get it at some point and some time. So I wanted to create a show tonight where I wouldn't give you a parachute. No, that'd be easy. But I can give you a parachute metaphysically, and there's some tools that we can use to play with it. But first, you're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I'm going to break down exactly what the tower experience is. You got to know what the trip is like. So imagine you're right now going on a vacation with me to the tower. We're going to get over it. We're going to get through it. We're going to jump. We're going to land. We're going to fly. We're going to do all of that good stuff. But at the beginning of this journey, of this tower trip, I need to let you know what the destination looks like, okay? And the best place to do that, I am finding, is the Radiant Rider-Waite deck. It's a deck that most people recognize. You can easily find it online. You can also find it on my event page or on Celestial Show fan-like page or my personal wall on Facebook, because I'm serious about tarot. And I want you to, you know, be able to ride this journey out with me. I've got pictures for you. Okay, so we got the tower, okay? We got the Radiant Rider-Waite. And I haven't met anybody who jumps up and down and goes, oh my gosh, I'm getting a sour experience. I'm going to get struck by lightning. I'm going to fall off of a crumbling wall. And my whole life is going to change dramatically. Oh, I'm so happy. Who does that? I don't. But I'm learning to. Okay, so let me break down for you the affirmative, powerful energy of this Rider-Waite. You'll see a crown falling. Now think of the crown as your head, okay? You're like, off with your head. No, not off with your head, but off with any belief systems that's not helping you to grow in connection. This isn't Alice in Wonderland. This is a crown falling, and that crown represents thought patterns and thoughts that need to fall away in order for you to grow. Then you'll see a tower. Now the tower made of brick, walls, whatever your tower is made of, I'm seeing some made of wood, is on fire, struck by lightning per se. And the fire is really the indication of new life coming. Like, you know, sometimes in the forest, they have to burn the vegetation to make it grow again. That's what the tower of fire is like. Now, also note that the tower card is ruled by Mars, and Mars does not play. That's a warrior planet. He's like, I got to break stuff up. Okay. I'm about to shake it up in here. And here comes Mars, which means you got some Aries energy in there, too, and the Emperor. So it is good to be king, and there are thought systems that need to be broken up for all of us to grow. That is what the tower experience is about. You know, it's like I guess the way that I like to think of it is it strengthens your leadership abilities, it strengthens your spiritual muscles, and the most powerful thing about the tower is it's cleanup time for your consciousness. Anything that's been whack and fake and franchises you've been setting up of people who told you things about yourself that are not true, all that's being wiped away. So the tower from Mother Peace has a very affirming message that I want you to take into your system. So whether these shock and awe that people like to call it is showing up in your life, I want you to have an affirming message to take with you on your tower trip. And this is the meaning from Mother Peace, exactly. The tower shatters the old foundations and can feel like the rug is pulled out from under her feet. If she is like a cat, she can land feet first and unhurt, although her landing will be harder and less graceful. Nevertheless, this is a dramatic change in the core of her psyche. The change may be external and striking like lightning. She is shocked by how different she feels, and there is no going back. Sometimes the tower is a strong and sudden upwelling of life force, chi, or kundalini energy in a sexual or creative way. That's a fun way to look at the tower. And I think I am ready for a caller life coach today. Yes, Alfina from Arizona. How are you doing? Alfina, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, I'm not. You can hear me? I can't hear Alfina. Okay.
And then we'll come back to Alfina.
Interesting. No, I'm not muted, but
no,
I will mute.
Alfina. No, you're fine. We can hear you. And Steve, I got you. I'm going to come to you. Let's go to Joy Grace.
Okay, great. Joy Grace. Okay, perfect timing for insight on an upcoming trip. And I'm all talking about trips and stuff today. How are you doing, my sister?
I am doing fabulous. I just got below 150 pounds for the first time in 8 years at the beginning
Woo-hoo!
Of the week. And then it went to 148, 147, 146, and I'm at 145.5 now on my Facebook. So I'm doing rather well, shedding all that extra weight.
I am happy. I'm so happy for you. And you know, what's amazing about you doing it in a 7 year is that the chariot also connects us to our bodies. How we're showing up in the world. So your chariot is handling you very well.
I'm very
happy
blessed.
To hear it.
Thank you. I remember Reverend Beck was saying when you change your paradigm and you shift your small perspective, the weight you're holding on to falls off. So he was right. It's been falling really quickly. It's awesome. Like, I'm so excited.
I am so excited for you, darling. And you would also like for me to pull a card for you tonight?
That's
about an
great
upcoming trip?
Yeah, I'm the one whose father passed away in August, and my mom, for the first time, I get to see her without my dad. So I would like to, I'm turning 42 December 3rd, so I just want to know for the new year, what should I be looking for, or what's the best, I don't know. I want something wonderful for my birthday, so I'm ready for the next journey. Although I've certainly been in the towers and
for your birthday.
Struck by lightning. So great.
Let me give you something wonderful for your birthday.
Yeah.
By your birthday, you are a Sagittarius. Am I correct?
Yeah.
We have a new moon in Sagittarius coming up at the end of next week.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to be going into a lot more detail about it. But it is a wondrous time to plant new seeds, start new ventures. As a matter of fact, because you're so in attunement with what you're moving through, I'm going to jump because I have that information readily available for you, my darling. And it was meant for you. So your message is already prepared, I'm happy to tell you.
Okay.
What you need to focus, and this is a message for all of us people. She just has a birthday coming up, and I'm helping her get prepared. And as we prepare for our tower trip, one of the gifts I was going to give everybody that you're getting special as a reading is I was going to give out everybody the new moon and Sagittarius information. Because it is a doozy. Now, not only am I going to do that, I am going to find the exact one for your sign of how to work this new moon. How does that feel to you, sweetie?
Oh, I love it. I love it. And it's my birthday divisible or multiplied by 7 times, because I'll be 42. So.
See, go ahead, girl. You better work them numbers. Okay, I'm getting this from tarot.com, which is a place that I really love. But the new moon in Sagittarius starts on November 22nd, 2014, and it falls in the optimistic sign of Sagittarius on the same day the sun moves into Sagittarius. With the sun and moon also conjunct Venus there, will be an extraordinary opportunity to renew your faith and think big. Over the next 2 weeks, consider launching a new educational, international, or spiritual quest. I'm going to stop right there because I know that you're involved in a lot of things.
I have a mastermind group. We have a tribe of 12 on the 22nd that will be masterminding for the entire day on the 22nd.
Isn't that something? The only caution that it has for you is that these high hopes are wonderful, but know the difference between belief and foolish naivete. It will make you want to run to the stars, so make sure that you stay grounded is what I would give you as your message right now for all of us, but especially this new moon in Sagittarius that's coming up. You gave me an opportunity to bring it up earlier in the show. I think it's important to pay attention to the seasons, the astrological houses, the weather, what you're experiencing. So tell me about this trip that you're going on.
Well, it's a double trip. First, I'm going to a business trip called CEO Space, and I was going for the entire 12 days, but now I'm going to be doing some yoga with a friend of mine. We decided that our commitment to our yoga first, and then I'm going to go for the grad weekend, and I'll still have 5 or 6 days. I'll be in Henderson, and then I'm going to fly to Omaha to see my family. And then from there, I'm going to the Cayman Islands for 7 days in January. So,
now, doesn't that sound like the perfect balance? I absolutely love, affirm your plans. I ask you to connect with the energy of Sagittarius that we're moving into, you start planning intentions of what you want to see on your trip right now. And for the listening audience, anything that you are moving through, this is the time to shift your perception, because when you're on the tower, the view is always better when you start to imagine what you want to see on the ground versus just jumping into the unknown. So plant some seeds and get ready for the harvest.
That's
Joy
good.
Grace, I hope that helped you.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. My pleasure. And you're moving into a 4-year, so that means that you're the emperor, baby. You are the queen, the king of your castle. Run your life like that.
Oh, I do. Thank you very much. Happy Thanksgiving early.
Thank you, darling. Happy Thanksgiving to you. I'll be here during the holidays, so if you need a pick-me-up, I'm right here, okay?
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, my pleasure. You are listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. We are playing with the tower. Joy Grace from California got us a special treat because I got to play with the new moon in Sagittarius. That's coming up on the 22nd. So I hope you guys are able to feel the love and the connection with the energy. It's always important to get your spiritual weather report, and I'm happy to be giving it to you. We're going to take a quick break and be right back right after these brief messages.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
I'm Celeste Morgan, host of The Celestial Show, and I want to invite each and every one of you to join me on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern to receive divine messages through tarot, numbers, and my intuition. Break out to the other side with laughter and information you can use to get the life you truly want to live. Remember, that's every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I'll see you there. To find a way.
Ready to live in the yes? Join me, Rev D, the Reverend Dr. Deborah Johnson, here Tuesday evenings, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. Call in with your questions and comments as together we explore spiritual qualities and learn practical tools that unleash our spiritual power. It makes sense of music, spoken word, readings, prophetic utterances. You want in on this? Living in the Yes, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Life Conversations Radio.
Are you ready to come out to play? To passionately love and appreciate who you are? Join me, Mombasa Sophia, on the playground of life, the play experience, every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, where we always serve a raw, delicious smorgasbord of healing the mind, the heart, and the soul into this spectacular circle of life. Are you ready? See you on the playground. Be there or be square. The Play Experience, 7 p.m. each Thursday, here on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Join Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today for Ancestral Blueprints at 12 p.m. Eastern on the last Wednesday of the month. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today, and how to bring awareness to the truths that want to be acknowledged. Join Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today, 12 p.m. Eastern, every last Wednesday of the month on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I see you all lined up for your readings to find out, to get your temperature check, what's going on, things are hitting you. Steve, I see you. And I want to let you all know a little bit more right now about Neptune going direct. That's what I was hinting to before, Steve. So, yeah, I want you to listen in carefully. And for anybody that feels like they are intuitive, empathic, you know, and if you're listening to this show, you are. You know, maybe you just don't remember it yet. But if you're tuning into this energy flow right now, receive your divine message that you are on a path. And you want to get more details about how do you handle what's showing up on your path. That's why the Celestial Show, 347-426-3346 is the number to call in. And we can, you know, zone in on what is, or should I say zone in or zoom in on what's showing up. So Neptune is direct right now, and Neptune had been in retrograde for a good 5 months or so. And when Neptune goes retrograde, we don't realize what's missing. But some key astrologers have been working on this, and this is a powerful message. So you see, nebulous Neptune is the planet of illusion and confusion. And it's been retrograde for, yes, the past 5 months. And during this time of clear insight, think about that now. Have you felt that clear and insightful for the past 5 months? I don't know. I'm debating this retrograde, but it's okay. But life has felt all too real. Now that I do understand. But now, when Neptune goes direct on November 16th, we'll be able to dip back into that lovely fantasy world we prefer to reality. So what we're talking about is that the planet Neptune protects us from reality when it's too harsh. Neptune gives us faith, spirituality, and dreams. So when it's retrograde, we see things very clear and find it harder to escape. Now imagine what that means then if Neptune is finally direct. That means that all of your senses are coming back into being and flowing in a direction, which means you might notice that you've got an increase of energy coming through because you haven't noticed what you've been missing. So for those of you who are just like, hey, wait a minute, somebody just turned on a switch over here, you're in tune to the energy and to the planets. That's what's moving. And the other key reference that Maria DeSimone on tarot.com connects us to is the energy that of the new moon. So you've got the Neptune going direct today, and then on the 22nd, you got a new moon in Sagittarius. So dream big, family. That is the key. And no matter what's showing up, you know, even if you're on a tower, enjoy the view. And I'm going to give you some tips when you decide to jump down, fly down, glide down. But we're going to go to Steve, see what's moving for him in California. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
I'm hanging in there, Celeste. It feels like the towers hit me.
Oh, tell me about it.
It just feels like I don't know which end is up as far as life and where I'm going and what I'm supposed to be doing right now.
You know, Steve, what strikes me about you is right when you're at the point of the lesson, you must feel you're at the end zone, and then you start to get impatient.
That could be.
Yeah, I feel like you're like, something's coming. I want to see what it is. What's happening? And I would advise you to chill out a little bit and slow your roll.
Okay.
All right, so now I'm going to go to my cards for you because energetically you see there's a big pull. You got new moon. That means your seeds are very important. And Neptune's gone direct. So more of your dreams and what you've been thinking about, that discontent is popping up now.
Right,
you
exactly.
You can see it more clearly. Okay,
exactly.
I got it. Okay. Now let's go to the cards. See what the divine message is for your next move. How does Steve take care of himself is how I'm going to this right now. And enjoy the ride. Okay. Three cards raw from the Mother Peace Tarot cards. Very gentle deck. Steve, you have a Nine of Cups to the right.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah, it's good. It's a Nine of Cups to the right. It's the well-wishing. It's the wishing card. It's the card.
Are you saying nine or knight?
Nine, but I would appreciate
Yeah, that's the wish card, yeah.
Too. Yeah, but the Nine of Cups is the wish card, the wishing
yes.
card. And
yes.
I have beautiful young women dancing, leaping. They are refreshing. You are really looking forward to this vacation, but you got to maintain your strength of gentle persistence. It's not strength like Hercules, being able to pick up, you know, everything with might, but to use your gentle persistence of taming or being friends with your shadow animals, and then a serious call for you to rest and rewind and connect with your internal fire, because it got a Nine of Wands absolutely reversed, which means for you, yeah, that Nine of Wands, when it's upright, she's balanced, she's integrated. So that's that energy around the chill out. This is the time to meditate. You can see the good time coming. You see that you need to practice gentle persistence with your lower base instincts and your higher base instincts. Let them dance into one. Don't beat one over the other. And then regenerate, Steve. And then that power that you're feeling connecting through you, you'll be able to funnel it and channel it.
Okay.
That's why I would, you know, water, get some water, do some meditative exercises. Good things are coming, but you got to regenerate, prepare for the good times. I tell you, sometimes the tower lightning isn't a bad shock. Maybe a good shock's about to come your way, and you better get ready for it. Okay? Does that
I'm really
help?
Grateful. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. Be safe wherever you're going.
I will.
All right, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye, Celeste.
Wow. It's the energy, you know, and I'm really grateful that I said that there could be, you know, shock isn't always a bad thing. Sometimes shock could be someone on their niche and you're trying to figure out what you're going to do. And that's a good thing. But it will still shock a couple of people. So anyway. I know I got another caller that's up next, Alfina. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I am your host, Celeste Morgan. I'm pulling cards tonight and sharing a little information about the Spiritual Weather Report. How are you doing, Miss Alfina?
I'm doing good.
You're doing good. Okay, now, I have been throwing out this marriage engagement stuff before I saw that was what your question is around. So let me make sure I got this right. You have a question around marriage, engagement, i.e. when is it going to happen? Have you already said yes and you're trying to figure out?
No, like me and my partner, we were engaged and we had a misunderstanding. So I'm just wondering if like my engagement is over or is this something that we're going to work through?
Okay.
So that was the question.
So you were tied to someone, you had a misunderstanding,
yes.
And through your verbal communication, you said that the engagement is over, but you're wondering if it's really over.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Okay. I still had Steve's card out. And I want you to have all of the cards in this deck. Kaofina. We're sending you love and light. You called during the Tower show. Let's bring some clarity to your situation so that you can make the next best moves for your life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what I'm asking for. Okay, three cards. Three cards shuffled three times from the Mother Peace Tarot deck. What I am getting very definitively for you, Alfina, is I've got a Five of Discs, I've got the Daughter of Wands reversed, I've got the Six of Wands reversed. By the way these cards are looking, I would say that it feels like the energy of the wedding is dim. It's low. And it actually shows you in the Five of Discs meeting dough, which actually means doing something to distract yourself from worry. And then there is a blocked energy around traveling. It's the Daughter of Wands, which is a really fiery, independent young woman flying to her next destination. She's at the beginning of the inspiration. And then I've got the personal will of power. Yes, Six of Wands. Reversed. So what my recommendation and what I'm hearing for you, Alfina, is a reworking of your worry and reworking of your focus. You're putting a lot of energy into thinking about whether the marriage or the engagement is happening, and there is something else in the story that needs your attention, and it is you.
At this, I'm very certain he's going to return, like this isn't over, and that's what I feel within my gut, and that's the reason why I wanted confirmation on that.
I understand that there are times that we will call people for confirmation about what our gut says, and I'm having a Tower experience with you right now, and the Tower experience...
What is it?
The Tower experience that I'm trying to give you right now is a message that Alfina needs to give to herself, Alfina, even as she worries about this other situation. Because without a true understanding of your personal power, without an understanding of where you personally want to go with or without this person, you're going to stay in a state of worry, and you might actually lose what you want, is what the message is. If you don't take the focus and put it on yourself for your life.
Well, that's the thing I'm trying to get across to you right now. I'm not, like I just told you, I'm not worried about it. I know within myself that this isn't over and we will work things out. And I did get confirmation from another person earlier today. So
Then Alfina, I'm going to wish you the best on your journey, honey. And I pray that within any way that this situation unfolds for you, that you have the tools to manage it and hold it with grace. And I link my faith with you. And you have a beautiful night, okay?
You too.
All right. You are listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I gave you a little bit of tips about how to plan for a Tower trip. There's one I've been holding in my back pocket, and I want to thank Alfina for calling in and all the callers for calling in, because whether we receive the messages or not, somebody needed to hear your question, and somebody needed to hear my answer. And I trust that it's sacred message. It's a sacred message and healing for those who are ready to hear it. Now, what else do you need for the Tower? I'm about to tell you. You definitely need faith. Because in a Tower situation, and I'm getting this from the Everyday Goddess Affirmation, because while I'm talking about the Tower, and while I can make a lot of jokes about it, the truth is that sometimes clarity hurts. This is somebody says that truth will set you free, but first it'll piss you off. Well, that goes for the Tower, too. and you feel like you're losing everything. And in the midst of feeling like you're losing everything, you actually gain the world when you let go of what your expectations are and what your preconceived notions are. So an affirmation for the everyday goddess is to have faith that even if it feels like I'm losing everything, that I'm surrendering my will to God. And when you surrender, you get to meet your power animal, which I'd like to introduce to you right now on your sacred trip up the tower. You get to fly down with the raven. See, the 16 Tower of Tarot turns into the 16 Raven of the Medicine Cards. And the raven represents the gift of magic. When you speak Raven Tower, you are able to find the magic in your tower experiences. Raven, black as pitch, mystical as the moon, speak to me of magic. I will fly with you soon. You can hold on to this medicine of magic because it exists amongst many cultures across the planet. And you will only fear the raven if you need to learn about your inner fears or self-created demons. Other than that, the raven magic is a powerful medicine that can give you the courage to enter the darkness of the void, which is the home of all that is not yet in form. The void is called the great mystery, and the raven is the messenger of the void. Now, check this out. You know how I've been talking about how the tower is air, and it's our mind. If raven appears in your spread, you are about to experience a change in consciousness. This may involve walking inside the great mystery on another path at the edge of time. It will portend a signal brought by the raven that says, you have earned the right to see and experience a little more of life's magic. Raven is the guardian of ceremonial magic and in absentia healing. In any healing circle, raven is present. Raven guides the magic of healing and a change in consciousness that will bring about a new reality and dispel disease or illness. And all of that is connected to tower energy, too. You're listening to the special show with Celeste Morgan. The call-in number is 347-426-3346. Don't forget to press 1 on your keypad. We are checking in. Yes. I know there's no time for a reading, but I still like to give the number out. They can always call me next week. Co-pilot. Yes, I am on a roll. the true love messages from the heart quarters. So you've got allies on this journey of the tower to remind us that no matter how we fall, we're going to land on our feet. That's what life is about. I got another ally for you. You could think of it as an invisibility cloak. Yeah, I'm doing that. Thanks. My buddy. But I think it's important that we're seen, even if we're on a tower, you don't have to muster through it alone. The last tip that I would really give you is to remember your mission and to remember that you don't walk alone. As your goddess, I see you, I know you, and I believe in you. Sometimes you may feel like you don't fit in, that you are invisible to others. Know that not everyone has the ability to recognize you fully. That perhaps they are caught up in their own stories, that they can't see you. It's okay, because the ones that can are the important companions on your path to finding your magic. Another meaning for this symbol, 16 invisible, you have chosen is that circumstances may require you to step back and remain in the shadows. Now is not the time for you to tell all and show everyone your truth. Maybe it is a time for you to stay hidden and watch what others do before acting. Powerful gifts around the world. That's from Colette Baron-Reed. That number is connected to 16 too. These are power tools for your next journey in your life. So if you find yourself connecting with the tower, remember that underneath it is always victory. The number 7, chariot, is my last tip to remind you to ride out with your chest out, that you have all you need when the lightning strikes, because it will. We all will be hit by divine inspiration to shift, change, grow, and evolve. And as my favorite movie, Matrix, likes to say, Kansas is always going bye-bye. So, yes, that releases our show. Thank you so much, listeners, for hanging out with me tonight. I know we're going to end with Choices. We started out with Transitions by Julie Dexter. We're going to end with Choices. Yeah. And we're going to put her underneath me. Thanks. Appreciate that. You can find Julie Dexter at juliedexter.com, fam. And don't forget to join Life Coach Today on Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Thank you, family. I love you. Make sure you love yourself. Good night.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.